If we look at the anatomy of language, and here we have the human brain, and there are different sections of the human brain which account for different things as regards language in terms of speech production and speech reception. And the brain, it has a different size as we grow. There's a thing called laterality, that is, certain brain functions, certain human functions of the brain become more lateralized, that is, they become more predominant in one specific area of the brain compared to another as a baby becomes a small child. Usually about the age of 5-6, the brain is lateralized. And there are specific areas here which do specific things. For example, we have Wernicke's area, Broca's area, and the motor cortex. If somebody were to be receive brain damage of some kind on the area where the motor cortex is, then this will affect their ability to actually produce speech. That is, to get speech functions working the mouth in order to say things. Broca's area is a person will tend to lose some of the functional words, the so-called grammar of the language. So instead of saying a car was hit by a bus and 5 people were injured, they were taken to hospital, the person might be able to say car, bus, hit, people, hurt, hospital. All the grammar words are lost by the person who has Broca's aphasia, it is called. The brain capacity of non-humans allow for communication, but these forms of communication are very limited when compared to human languages.